All right, well, it looks like we're all here, so I'll call the meeting to order. And then let's stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to
the United
States of America
and to the Republic
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
justice for all.
I'll have to work on that flag. All right, can we have the roll call?
Commissioner LeConte?
Present.
Commissioner Jensen?
Present.
Commissioner Perez?
Present.
Commissioner McCain?
Present.
Commissioner Wheatfall?
Is excused.
She's excused. Commissioner Amber?
Here.
And Commissioner Chair Olson?
Present.
Okay.
All right, up first, the approval of the minutes for the first, the regular Planning Commission meeting from March 9th. If everyone had a chance to review it, do you have any requested changes? If not, is there a motion?
Commissioner Amber, I move we accept the minutes from March 9th.
All right, and do we have a second?
Commissioner Jensen, I would second.
Seconded by Commissioner Jensen. All right, now we vote. It's my first one, so I'm talking myself through it, okay? All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Next up, item up is the approval of the joint special meeting on March 9th, 2021.
Commissioner McCain, I'd like to make a motion from the floor to accept the meeting minutes from the March 9th, 2021 special meeting.
Right, and is there a second?
Wasn't that the March 18th?
March 9th, I believe.
Right. That was the special one?
Yeah, they were on the same night.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah, it's Commissioner Amber, I'll second that.
Moved and seconded. Everyone in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, say nope. Motion carried. All right, public comments. Anyone wishing to address the Planning Commission can let us know. Raise your hand if you're on the phone. You want to unmute and state your name and your city for the record. And please limit up to 3 minutes. Anyone wishing to speak? All right, I don't hear anyone. I'll ask again, anyone wishing to give a public comment, now is your chance. All right, so we'll close the public comments and we will move on to study work session. Everyone has had a chance to review the Planning Commission rules and regulations. I guess I have a couple, three items I believe that I wanna talk about, but is there any other items that any commissioner would like to address? All right, I like to hear myself talk. I can go on. So I believe I sent everybody the three edits that I would like to suggest. If I haven't, please let me know. The first edit was adding the Zoom verbiage to the regular meetings area under section 1A. I mean, I guess, you know, these aren't, we're not gonna get in trouble, but I think, you know, since we are doing Zoom, we should address it in our rules and procedures and add it there since we are doing it.
Commissioner Jensen, I would agree just because of what COVID has done to the reality of Zoom for so many things, I could see for many reasons in the future why that might be a viable option, even if it's a snowy January or whatever. So I think it would make perfect sense for us to include that in the in the document here. Back when this was first written, probably no one would have known what Zoom was. So
this is true.
Commissioner Amber, should it be more general as to in case Zoom is not the preferred choice in the future? Should it be more worded towards you know, some electronic meeting?
Well, the good thing about the rules and the regulations is that we can edit them at any time. We can change the terminology at any regular business meeting with a majority vote. So if you have a phrase that you would want to suggest to replace that, I'm sure we'd be willing to talk about it.
It's just Zoom is a brand specific thing. I don't have any, I mean, everybody, it's like Kleenex. Everybody kind of is now assuming that Zoom means this kind of discussion.
Yeah, at work we use Google Meets, so.
Can we use, this is Commissioner McCain, can we use just a virtual meeting format and just keep it generic and not mention the brand name?
We could do that.
Yeah, you could certainly say, you know, web conferencing or video conferencing, something like that.
I like video conference.
Commissioner O'Connor, I understand there's some privacy problems with Zoom in the past. I don't know if they can improve that or not.
All right. So it sounds like everyone's in agreement. Would someone want to make a motion on that change?
Commissioner Amber, I move that we change the verbiage in that to a video conference from Zoom.
So Commissioner Amber, would the entire sentence be meetings may also be conducted via video conference and Zoom when appropriate?
I don't think we need to use Zoom, just video conference when appropriate.
So meetings may also be conducted via video conference when appropriate.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
All right, add it to section A, after city council chambers before regular city council meetings. Is there a second?
Commissioner McCain, I second it.
Second by Commissioner McCain. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. The next item is changing a word from or to and. I kind of had a conversation with Mona and, about this one and kind of explained, and I think she agreed for the most part that I think it's very important to have these meetings, regardless of whatever situation. I mean, there are times when we can't avoid it and we do have to cancel the meeting, but the past number of years, we've canceled 4-3 meetings because of different things that come up. And even if one of us can't attend, the rest of us can, and all we need is a quorum. And that's why there's a chair, and that's why there's a vice chair. And that's why there are also other provisions for if either one of us aren't able to make it. So with that, I wanted to change it so that the chair does not have the sole power and the secretary does not have the sole power to cancel a meeting without both agreeing. And that would require the change of a word from or to and under section C, cancellation.
Commissioner Amber, who's the secretary?
So I believe that this, in regards to the way that is written and from the code that backs it up, I believe it is referring to the community director in this instance. I know that Karina, you had sent me something shortly before we got on this meeting. Is that what that said, do you think also?
Let me look at it one more time. I believe it also says community development director or their designee, which I think that's where I come in.
And Mona, please feel free to jump in if you have any input into this.
Yeah, I mean, I think it should read like what Karina just said, the community development director or designee. So the chair and community development director or designee.
Okay.
So you're changing it from and to or. So only one of you has to?
No, we're changing it from or to and going over the packet material, I'm not sure if it was updated, but I had originally sent my edits to Karina in red, and then through the transferring process, I'm not sure if that copy made it uploaded to the website or not.
If I could, Chair Olson, I was going to suggest maybe we provide a little more detail for the purpose of people that maybe don't have a copy of your edits and for when Karina is trying to go through and listen to this recording. We're currently discussing section one under meetings, C cancellation, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so it might be helpful if we could just like read how it reads now and then read what we're proposing just to make it clear, especially if we've got interested parties online that, you know, may be struggling to follow this a little bit.
Sure. So currently it reads cancellation. If no matters which over which the Planning Commission has jurisdiction are pending upon its calendar, a meeting may be canceled at the notice of the chair or secretary, provided at least 24 hours in advance. A majority vote of the commission may also result in a cancellation of a meeting. And the suggested change would read, if no matters over which the Planning Commission has jurisdiction are pending upon its calendar, a meeting may be canceled at the notice of the chair and secretary or designee or a community develop. What's the phrase you used there, Mona?
Community development director or designee.
Provided at least 24 hours in advance, a majority vote of the commission may also result in cancellation of the meeting. So we are updating secretary to include the community director / secretary. We're updating that. And we're changing it from or to and, requiring both the chair and that entity to be in agreement.
Yeah, that sounds fine to me. I'll make a motion to accept whatever you just said.
So I believe Commissioner Amber just made a motion to, under C cancellation, replace the word with or with and to add community development director / before secretary.
Yeah.
Is there a second?
Commissioner Jensen, I'll second that.
Seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. And the good thing about this is if we do want to change anything, we can do it at any time. So if there's something that needs updated, this is a kind of like a living document. The last item is we follow Robert's rules, and with that, Robert's rules includes an agenda item for new business. We've never had new business. I shouldn't say never, but we haven't been operating with a new business item on the agenda. And so this edit would add new business. Go ahead, Mona.
Excuse me, Chair. Could you mention what section we're referring to?
I can. Thank you. So this would be under section 9, order of business. And under the section, it lists out the standard agenda format that every meeting, every regular meeting we have will have. Yeah, inside that, right? Yeah. So under that, you'll see A, B, C, D, E, F, G. It goes call to order, approval of minutes, public comment, public hearings, study work sessions, unfinished business. And after unfinished business is where we are suggesting to add new business. And then it continues with H, I, and J, with the report of the Community Development Director, public comments, and adjournment.
Commissioner Amber, I'm fine with adding new business to the agenda item. I make a motion that we add that line to the agenda item.
All right, and this Commissioner Amber has made a motion to add G, new business, under Section 8, order of business after F. Is there a second?
Commissioner Perez, I second that.
Seconded by Commissioner Perez. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. The only other topics that have come up in conversation that maybe we would want to discuss is the public comments portion of the agenda. Currently, we have two areas of public comment, C and I. And it seems a little, it's not standard typically, from my understanding, with most commissions and most councils. They generally have one at the beginning of that. Is that correct, Mona?
In most cases, I've seen that we have one at the beginning of the meeting, and then we don't have another opportunity.
So I've gone back and forth with this one. Does anybody have any opinion?
Commissioner McCain here. You know, I've been thinking about this, for the last couple of meetings that we've been talking about this in general, and it is awkward to sit in your spot and ask for public comment three times. We have to do it three times. I don't know if that's a rule or not, but it does sort of make sense because we want the public hearing, we want the public comment in the beginning of the meeting. And then if there is a public hearing, this is the only time that the public gets to get heard after a public hearing. So although I think it's bulky, I do believe it's useful in most cases. Just my opinion.
And I believe this would not apply to a public hearing. I believe it would only apply to the regular meetings. But if nobody wants to make this change, I'm fine with just moving on. I just wanted to, that's one of the topics that came up. Is anybody wanting to make the change?
Commissioner Jensen, so the question is, at the beginning, after the approval of the minutes, we're opening it up for the public to make any comments about anything in general. And then there was a concern that maybe they would need another chance to respond to any information that was brought forth during the public hearing time. I can understand why it might be good to have some time at the end for them to respond to what might come up during the meeting. And if they have something else that they wanted to talk about that was on a previous agenda, they could make that at the end too, because if they, whatever comments, it's been my experience while I've been on the commission, anytime anybody makes any comments early in the meeting, we hear the comments, but we don't respond to the comments, and we don't act upon anything that they've said. So I'm wondering if we need C, if we can eliminate C and give them a chance to respond at I or whatever. Yeah, it would be I now. And then that would eliminate having to have those two spots.
Director Davis.
If I could, please. I just wanted to mention that it was brought to the council's attention at the last council session, that it was helpful to allow people to have an opportunity to make public comment early on in the meeting, because they may simply just have an announcement for the good of the group or something that they just want to share early on, and maybe don't have the time or capacity to sit through a 2-hour long meeting to wait to the end to provide additional comments. So I think if you were going to narrow it down to only one public comment, it would probably behoove you to keep it at the beginning of the meeting as opposed to keeping it all the way at the end. But then I'm an advocate of, you know, giving people plenty of opportunity to provide their comments at meetings. So,
Commissioner Amber, I'm in favor of allowing early meeting and end of meeting comments. I don't think it's a burden on us to. I haven't experienced it as a burden. To have people say what they want to say. And as you're sitting at the meetings, you know, new things pop into your head, or you hear somebody say something, and then, you know, it triggers a thought that maybe hadn't come up earlier. So I'm in favor of keeping the two public comment periods.
Commissioner McCain here. I remember when we worked with Barb Kincaid, Chairman Olson, remember we came to an agreement that we would provide some answers to previous month's questions when we got them in person at a meeting. I don't know how anybody feels about that. And Ms. Davis, whether you have an opinion or not, because the public, it was a contention with them that they just got to, you know, lay out their grievances or things of misunderstanding, and they never got an answer back. Do we want to instigate that policy where we give them short answers to previous month's questions? Or do you think that's just, you know, too much, that they've probably forgotten about the question by the next month that it rolls around that we have an answer? Do you remember that, those conversations, Chairman Olson?
I do remember, because that was some feedback we got with us not being able to respond. And I think I've gone through the rules and the regulations, and I do believe that we do have the ability to respond if it's approved by the chair. Single council commissioners have the ability to respond. So I think the question is, do you want to respond, and do you want to get in that back and forth? It's kind of up to you. Sometimes it's a direct answer that can be answered easily, but sometimes the answer may not be the answer that maybe the person would want to hear. And those back and forths can get out of hand. You know, at my, where I work, right, part of our division, we hand out violations, you know, tickets if somebody parks over the line, if somebody parks in the handicap spot, whatever. And we have the authority to dismiss them. But we have found that if we let people know that we have that authority, then we're going to sit there for the next 2 hours and they're going to tell us how we're wrong. And so we found it easier to handle over written communication. So there are topics that are easy to respond to, but there are some that you may not want to get into, not because it's good or bad or indifferent. It's just that sometimes the communication can be drug out, if that makes sense.
And Ms. Davis, I think there was an issue of liability, you know, if we perhaps had the wrong answer to the question. So I think the city may have a position on that, whether they want that direct dialogue between a planning commission person and the public.
Yeah, I would say that it's probably best to take public comment and then not respond and wait until, you know, a later time to address those public comments. They'll be in the minutes. I mean, we could always address those at the next meeting.
And we can't call on you now, Ms. Bryant, but we do have a public comment section coming up that you can share with. I think that's good, and I agree. You know, there was some public comment given over the last couple months that I think will come up, and I think we will need to address. I think I've kind of mentioned some of the topics in our conversation about reverting back to the previous map. That's a big topic that would come up. And I think we do owe it for things like that, where we have a lot of people asking the question. I think we do owe a response to those type of questions, but those aren't really on the spot type of questions. Those are kind of, you know, here's our public comment that we received. Now here's our answer or our response on why we would and why we wouldn't.
I think it's appropriate to follow up, you know, after the meeting, and maybe, I mean, we definitely want to address people's public comments, But what I'm not positive about is that there's some rules around this, like in the Roberts rules around, you know, when it's appropriate to do that. I think to your point, we don't want to start getting into a bantering session or commit to things that we cannot do, for example. It's better to hear the comment and then try to figure out how to address it.
I agree. And also you want to be equal, and you don't want to appear to be answering, you know, whether you are or you're not. You don't want to appear to be answering someone's question and not another person's question. And you don't want, you know, favoritism or whatnot to appear, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Commissioner McCain, did you want to say something?
I did. Under the Section 9, the Item C, the one thing that I have found very difficult to control is that last sentence where it says, and no more than 3 speakers on any one topic. I'm almost thinking that we really should strike that. I don't know how in the world you would manage that from a public comment perspective. Anybody else have any thoughts on that?
Where are you at?
Section 9, Item C, where we're just talking about the public comment.
Okay.
It says the chair may limit comment to no more than 3 minutes per speaker and no more than 3 speakers on any topic. That is very difficult to manage from a chairperson's perspective, for sure, because what do you do, interrupt the third guy or the fourth guy that's talking about transportation? It's bulky, and I would be an advocate for striking that last part of that sentence.
Commissioner Jensen, I think this is a very interesting conversation and something that really does need to be considered and addressed, the whole public comment and how we respond to it. Trying to put myself in the position of the public, and if I'm going to take the time to attend the meeting and I have something that I would like to say, I want to know somehow that I have been heard, but I've also in my professional life over the years know that oftentimes you need to be careful that you don't set yourself up for a situation that, you know, gets out of hand or gets uncomfortable or out of control or whatever. So yeah, I think that we need to be careful that we don't address those comments, but we do need to make sure that we do communicate to the public that we are hearing them, that we're not just giving them an audience and we're busy doing something else until they get through with their thing. And then I think that Commissioner McCain, your comment about striking that last sentence, I think that is important too, because that is a potential bone of contention. Sometimes if several people are speaking on the same subject, after a while, they're just saying the same thing over and over again. And so there can be a point where maybe the chairman needs to say, okay, we understand that that's an issue, that we won't take any more comments about traffic control at this point after number 6 or 7. I think that to limit it to that number 3, I think that's a potential problem.
Commissioner Amber, yeah, I agree, especially if our topic on the Planning Commission is traffic that night.
Ms. Davis?
If I could, I just pulled up the Roberts rules really quick to see if I could get a quick answer to our question on the public comment. So the purpose of the public comment period is for members of the public to inform the governing body of their views. This is an important function, and it's critical for the elected officials to listen with care to the public and to consider what they hear in their deliberations. It's also critical for the elected officials to convey to the public that they care. While listening with attention is critical, we believe that it's best not to enter into dialogue with the public during the meeting. It is highly challenging to give accurate responses on critical and complex issues on the spot. So in general, it's best not to respond at all to public comment. However, the chair may provide a brief factual information if appropriate. So hopefully that helps to clarify.
Very good.
So, and to your point also, I agree that to limit the comments to three people on the same subject does not seem to be appropriate, especially when we're getting into dialogue around the comp plan, you know, various elements of the comp plan. It just doesn't seem like a fair process to limit it to the first three people that are able to speak when the fourth person could have had a, you know, spent, you know, hours preparing something for the evening. So I would suggest not limiting that at all.
So I think what we've heard today is that everyone is generally in favor of keeping the two public comment portions of the meeting, and that we want to remove the part under Section 9 order of business after the last, basically the last sentence at C, have it end at more than 3 minutes per speaker. So we're moving and no more than three speakers on any topic. So if that is the case, I would entertain a motion.
Commissioner Jensen, I'll make a motion that under Section 9, Order of Business, Section C, that we strike the end of the last sentence that states, and no more than three speakers at on any one topic, that would be stricken.
That's right. Is there a second? Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. All right. Before we move on, is there any other rules and regulation topics that you'd like to discuss?
Chairman Olson, do we have to have a motion to change the new order of business on the agenda and to add the new business section? Do we have to address that separately from the other issues?
I believe since we approved it as part of the rules and regulations that the agenda will just naturally conform to that at the next meeting.
Okay, great, thank you.
If it's not, we can have another motion next week. I guess we'll find out.
Next month, you mean?
Yeah, next. Nope, that's the next surprise. No, I'm joking. All right. Well, then we will close this discussion and move on to the unfinished business housing action plan update with Director Davis.
Okay. Thank you, Chair Olson. I just wanted to give a really brief update since our last joint meeting on the housing action plan. Our consultant is working now to kind of finalize a draft of the housing action plan. And then the plan on my part, if I can get everything done, is to issue SEPA on the non-project action of the housing action plan on April 28th, I believe, so that the appeal period would run through May 12th. And then we will go to the city council meeting on May 13th. And by then we would know if we had appeals on the housing action plan. I'm not anticipating that we would get any because it's not creating any kind of regulations. It's just a guiding document, you know, to help us as we go through our housing element of the comp plan. So I just wanted to let you know that it's still in the works. You know, I know we had that joint meeting and now it feels like a lot of time is going by, but we are working on it and we expect to have a draft to present to the city council on May 13th. And we will issue SEPA on that prior to that for a non-project action. That's all I have to update at this point. The consultant is continues to go through all the survey results, and they're trying to compile those and make sure that they adequately and accurately express those in the housing action plan. Okay. That's all I have on that one. You're on mute, Chair.
There we go. I said you didn't want to talk about the skateboard park.
Well, so we could talk. I mean, like, no, I really don't want to talk about the skateboard park. So we will be talking about that, though, as part of the PROS plan. And we are going to work on getting a survey sent out on the PROS plan. And I'm actually trying to coordinate with Public Works a little more to make sure that we get the right questions in the survey to see what people are really wanting as part of the PROS plan update. So it's our hope that we can get the survey launched by the end of this month to go out with the utility bills so that people have all of May to work on getting responses back to us. And so we can start compiling those in June and kind of move on through the public process this summer.
Nice.
Commissioner Amber, what about that last survey that was sent out about housing?
So yes, thank you, Commissioner Amber. So that survey is currently being compiled by our consultant that's working on the Housing Action Plan. And those results will be in the final draft of the Housing Action Plan, which we will bring back to the City Council on May 13th.
Will we get to see it before any time soon, or?
Well, no, because remember when we had the joint meeting, it was decided that because we were under such a tight deadline to get the Housing Action Plan adopted per our grant agreement with the Department of Commerce, that we would just take it straight back to the Department of, or to the City Council on May 13th. So, I mean, like, certainly I'm happy to forward it to all the planning commissioners when I have it ready to go in the packet for the council. I don't see any reason why I couldn't do that.
Okay.
All right.
So I don't forget.
Did anyone else have any comments? All right, moving on to the next portion of our public comments. If you're wishing to address the Planning Commission, please let us know. You can raise your hand, unmute, and Ms. Bryant.
Hi.
Patiently waiting. Sorry, yes. I'm a rule stickler.
Well, it's fine. My name's Kristen Bryant, and I live in Bellevue, and I grew up in Black Diamond. And as someone who's attended a lot of Planning Commission meetings, I wanted to first say the reason I raised my hand during the previous discussion is because, not to break the rules, but because I am aware that the commission itself can make a discretion to either by motion or consensus invite someone when it's relevant into the discussion. So I meant no offense by that, but it is something that you have the option to do. And I thought the conversation was excellent in that if you do something like that, it's really a good idea to point out very clearly to, you know, if there are other people in attendance, that this is a something the commission can elect to do when they believe that there's good reason, and that most of the time people may not be responded to directly, and that they should know that, you know, the individual commissioners are still processing their comment and you know, dealing with it, as that section from Robert's Rules that Ms. Davis read out pointed out. So I think there's a way to do it. But I really also wanted to point out that your public participation plan, which is around Growth Management Act issues, the comprehensive plan, but could also involve some other items, specifically calls in public participation plan item 4, that there will be public meetings with opportunities for discussion, that that all persons desiring to participate should be allowed to do so, that there's, in that section, it encourages actually the ability for people to interact. And it says specific factors such as the purpose of the meeting, size of attendance, time, or other opportunities to participate may suggest appropriate constraints. So I guess there's good and bad news. Good news is that maybe on a night like this where you have only myself and Mr. Davis are the ones in the public, if it was, you know, a comprehensive plan discussion, you may open it up. Your public participation plan certainly encourages you to do that. The bad news is that there's no one size fits all, and it's a lot of work for the chair and the commission to be clear about what participation you're inviting and why. And then my final thing, I'm probably going over time, I apologize, is I really thank the commissioners for supporting a comment at the end of the meeting. I know recently there's been a few council meetings where I've known somebody waiting until the end of the meeting and myself waiting 3 hours until the end thinking that we get a brief comment at the end, and during Zoom they haven't been doing that, and it's really useful for the public to feel like they can bring up something right at the end of the meeting, and if it's, you know, relevant. So thank you.
All right, thank you. Is there anybody else that would like to make a public comment? There's only one other person in the room, so if you don't say yes, I guess we'll move on, huh? All right. No, okay, I think I saw a no there. So that's ends the public comments for the tonight, and that ends our meeting.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Chair Olson, but I just realized we skipped over the Community Development Department report.
Oh, I thought that you did not. Go ahead.
Sorry, you know what? I guess I could have made that more clear too, and maybe put it under unfinished business, but I just wanted to touch on the docket really quick, because, you know, as we've talked about in the past, we opened up a docket to take in comments around our comp plan amendments, and we received several docket items by the March 1st deadline. And so I'm working to compile everything to present in a report. Because I feel like what I'm hearing is we've gone, you know, 2 or 3 years now, and many people feel like their comments have not been heard, and their suggestions have much been ignored. And so I think it's really important that we just put everything that we received in there to talk about. So we may hold a joint workshop with the council to review the items on the docket, along with my report and recommendation for what I think we can get to this year. I mean, we're already, gosh, in April. So that only gives us like 7 more months of meetings, right? Mm-hmm. Because there has to be a decision by the second council meeting in December, a recommendation by the council to adopt, you know, all of these things that we end up putting on the docket. So we have a lot of important work to get through this year. And to your point earlier, Chair Olson, I don't want to have to cancel any meetings. In fact, I'm wondering if we have enough meetings, you know, to cover everything we need to do and get it all done this year. So I don't anticipate that we'll cancel any meetings in 2021. Like I said, we have a lot of work to do. I'm anticipating that we're going to go back and look at our zoning and our comp plan maps. And they don't align. So we need to go back and revisit that. And we need to get some good public input on that. And then, of course, we need to get our housing action plan done and maybe start working on our housing element of the comp plan, trying to get the PROS plan going this year and get a new parks plan update so we know, you know, what to prioritize this year. So I just wanted to mention that the Planning Commission will hold a noticed public hearing to accept public comment regarding the suggested amendments on the preliminary docket. And then following that public hearing, you can go into the code in section 1610.160, kind of follow it down, and it really does clearly outline the whole process and what's to be expected. So I want to make sure that we're following that process, and that people understand how the process works, and we make it very transparent going forward. So like I said, we have to get our work done this year so that we can get it on the December, or have City Council take final action by the second meeting in December. So I just wanted to mention that, in case I'm feeling like people might be wondering, you know, because I talked about the docket in January and February, and then the deadline came and went, and I just wanted people to know that I'm working on it. So there's lots to do, lots going on right now. We're trying to hire some staff. I was hoping to get some permanent staff coming in, and we're just not, we're not getting the applicants for the planning position. So I may need to go outside and at least contract with somebody that's got some experience to help me with some of the land use reviews. I'm hoping to get somebody that can be in the office with me so that we can work on these together. I'm not finding it to be super helpful when, you know, to just ship out reviews and not have any oversight on that. So I would like to be more hands-on involved. So, and we are trying to get a permit technician. We've had some interviews, and we're working on that selection process now, hoping to have somebody on board here in the next few weeks. So I will keep you updated as things change, but just know we're super busy. I asked the planner, like, how many permits have we done? And so far this year, we're up to 279 permits. The majority of those are being building permits. So that's about a 17% increase from this time last year. So lots going on, not enough staff to do it, not enough hours in the day, but we're trying to make it all work. So I appreciate all of you being here and being willing to be on the Planning Commission and work through this with me. That's all I have.
Commissioner McCain?
Yes, and Ms. Davis, I would just like to, you know, make sure that you know that we know you are just doing your best here. You came into this job at a very interesting time, and with COVID on top of that, in a robust city, and you definitely have been a trooper, and we're just pleased to have your level of expertise here in the city. So we appreciate you, although you may feel rushed and like things aren't happening in your proper time frame. I think you're doing a wonderful job. So thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much.
Right, Commissioner Amber. So at the beginning of the year, we had essentially a roadmap, some kind of monthly items we were expected to address. How is that looking on sticking with that? Because I don't want to get to like we did, seems like every year, October and November, and all of a sudden, well, you know, we have to get this done right away. We got to have extra meetings because this all has to get done this by right now, and we don't have time to really spend a lot of time thinking about things. So how are we looking on our agenda map, so to say?
Well, I don't remember the actual roadmap, but I remember kind of that term we talked about and the roadmap was kind of our docketing item, right? And so in addition to the comp plan amendments that we've got in on the docket, you know, there's all kinds of development regulation things that we need to be working on too. And we've got a lot of updates we need to do in our development regs, particularly around our sign code and the wireless code. The council is looking at the marijuana regulations, I believe, in their workshop in a couple days. So, I mean, it will be interesting to see what we can decide on when we take that docket in. And we have, I think it's, that's why I think it's really important to have the joint workshop with the council and the planning commission, because, oh yeah, I mean, there's tons of stuff that needs to be done. And I feel like I've got good energy to get it done, but I also like only have so much capacity too. So, you know, we're just going to have to prioritize. You know, we've got a 2024 comp plan update that's due. I know when we did the 2015 comp plan update, it took till 2019 to get it done, and we're still not there. I mean, we're still not completely certified with PSRC. We're trying to get through that. So my hope is that we can be working on some of these elements of the comp plan in the next couple, 3 years, so that when 2024 comes, we are up to speed and we're caught up. But that's going to take a lot of work. I mean, we need to really work on getting the public engaged and making sure that they're feeling heard, and you know, lots to get done. So we just have to prioritize and see what's the most important thing to start with, and just pick something and keep going.
Well, we already, I thought, had that at the beginning of the year. We were given, and I tried looking for it. I don't see it right in front of me, so it might be here somewhere. Amber, we were given.
Yeah, I've got it right here. It's the 2021 Planning Commission Work Plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting because we've already worked on the comp plan amendment, parks, rec, and open space, and so far as the surveys go, and the housing action plan is this third thing. So we're actually halfway through this, believe it or not. Not maybe in its finished capacity, but we certainly have a good start. But this has been real handy for me to keep too. And I think your comments, you know, were valid, and I'm glad you brought them up. But we're doing pretty good if you look at this.
Pretty
good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I guess that calls for a motion to adjourn.
Well, we could just sit here and stare at each other.
I actually have two quick questions. Sorry.
See, that's why we do it. That's why the uncomfortable silence lives.
So the first question is, has there been any talk as to when we would potentially be all meeting in person again, as far as like what month, or like, is it going to be through Zoom until, you know, until
I don't know if Director like Davis or Karina knows anything. I know there was, I don't know who, I don't even know who made the decision to not do it. So I guess that person needs to.
I've heard some, sideline conversations that some cities are looking to open in July.
Okay.
You know, I think a lot of it depends on, you know, vaccinations and when, you know, jurisdictions feel like they're ready to proceed with that. So I'm hearing July, but I don't know, you know, I don't think anybody knows for sure yet.
And then my second question is in regards to the survey that will be sent out into the next utility bill. I know Felicia and myself had some concern with the last survey because not everybody does get those paper utility bills. Do we know if we have like maybe an action plan to get those surveys out to everybody, or what we would be doing in regards to that?
Yeah, we had a lot of lessons learned from the housing survey. I mean, quite honestly, we put that together probably too quickly and launched it. I mean, I have a lot of good lessons learned from that. And yes, we do know that there needs to be a list that we get that survey launched to our paperless billing customers as well. So that is on our radar.
Perfect.
We also do a different mailing out to the Lake Sawyer residents because they're not on City of Black Diamond Utilities. So we've got to do that. I was kind of hoping that we would have a Facebook page and our new city website launched by May. I'm not sure that, I mean, I know they're working on it, but I'm not sure we're there yet. So if we do happen to get the website up and running and we're able to get a Facebook component to that, I mean, it'd be great to put something out on that. I'm really looking forward to having the website for an added the added ability to communicate, but I'm not feeling like our current website is a good forum for that. So, but yes, thank you, Commissioner Perez, for mentioning that. And yes, we've got that on our radar. So
perfect. Thank you.
All right. And did you have another, that was it? That was your last question. Okay. All right. Hearing nothing else, I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
That's Commissioner Amber. I make a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn meeting.
So, Commissioner Amber made a motion to adjourn. How about Commissioner seconded? All right. Second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? And motion carried. We're adjourned.